What if losing everything was the best thing that ever happened to you? Dave Ramsey discovered this paradox in his 20s, when bankruptcy stripped away his millionaire status and forced him to confront an uncomfortable truth. His financial disaster wasn't about bad luck or market conditions, it was about behavior. This revelation sparked a journey that would eventually help over 1 million families escape financial chaos. The counterintuitive wisdom he uncovered? Personal finance is 80% behavior and only 20% head knowledge. Even celebrities like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have publicly credited his approach for maintaining financial stability despite Hollywood's temptations. His grandmother's simple formula, spend less than you make, avoid debt, save for emergencies, sounds almost laughably basic. Yet in a culture addicted to instant gratification and normalized debt, this message has become revolutionary. The path to financial freedom isn't paved with complex investment algorithms or insider secrets. It's built on intentional behavior change, one decision at a time. Most people tackle finances simultaneously, paying debt, saving for retirement, funding college, and building wealth all at once. The baby steps method rejects this scattered approach for laser-focused, sequential progress. Baby step one establishes $1,000 in savings, $500 if income is under $20,000, often the hardest step because it requires genuine behavior change. This starter fund buffers against life's curveballs that would otherwise trigger credit card debt spirals. Baby step two unleashes the debt snowball. List all debts smallest to largest, then attack the smallest with ferocious intensity while making minimum payments on others. Why smallest first instead of highest interest? Because personal finance is about behavior modification, not mathematical optimization. Paying off that $500 credit card before the $20,000 student loan creates psychological wins that fuel momentum. Each eliminated debt frees up its payment to roll into the next, like a snowball gathering mass downhill. When a woman's truck needed $1,000 in repairs, she had $12,000 in savings, but panicked, until Ramsey said, "Just fix the car." Her relief revealed a disconnect. She hadn't connected having emergency savings with actually using it. Your emergency fund isn't a museum piece. It's insurance you pay yourself. The starter $1,000 fund, baby step one, buffers you while attacking debt. The full 3 to 6 months of expenses, baby step three, protects against job loss or economic downturns. Keep it liquid in a money market account. It's not an investment, it's chaos insurance. Beyond emergencies, sinking funds transform planned purchases. Need $4,000 furniture in 18 months? Save $211 monthly, then walk in with cash and negotiate. The discipline of consistent saving, $100 monthly from age 25 to 65 at 12% return, creates over $1.1 million. Not exciting, but devastatingly effective. Money fights cause 57% of divorces in North America. Yet, when handled properly, money becomes marriage's strongest foundation. Every marriage contains a nerd who enjoys budgeting and a free spirit who finds detailed planning suffocating. The solution? Monthly budget committee meetings, where both spouses actively participate. Nerds prepare a draft, but allow free spirits to modify it. Free spirits must attend and provide mature input, never just whatever you want to do, honey. The goal is genuine partnership, not dictatorship. Singles face different challenges without built-in accountability. Time poverty and loneliness drive unplanned spending through dining out and entertainment. The antidotes? A written budget and an accountability partner who asks hard questions. Parents must recognize that someone will teach their children about money, either intentionally by parents or accidentally by predatory lenders. Kids need four principles: work, money comes from effort; saving, delaying gratification; spending, experiencing the joy of buying with saved money; and giving, discovering that generosity brings the most fulfillment. Teaching these lessons early creates lifelong financial competence. Business professionals manage budgets at work daily, yet somehow fail to bring that discipline home. Without tracking money flowing in and out monthly, financial progress remains impossible. A budget isn't about restriction, it's about intention. It doesn't mean you can't order pizza, it means planning for pizza. Your first budget won't work. Accept this now. You'll forget expenses and misjudge category amounts. By the third month, things smooth out. Every month before the month begins, create a zero-based budget, where income minus all planned expenses equals zero. Every dollar gets assigned a job: giving, saving, or spending. Priority 1, cover the four walls: food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. These basics come before everything else, even credit card payments. About 25% of financial counseling clients are current on credit cards but behind on mortgages. Never risk your home to keep credit card companies from calling. Managed money goes farther. Almost everyone who starts budgeting feels like they got a raise because accounting for every dollar eliminates the little expenses that devour money like moths eating fabric. Debt is history's most successfully marketed product. The credit industry has hooked Americans while making them feel special. We've reversed our natural instincts. In stores, we say, "No thanks, just looking," but with credit cards, we beg for approval. This wasn't always normal. Our great-grandparents considered debt sinful. Everything changed in 1950 with Diners Club, followed by Bank AmeriCard in 1958, later Visa. In 1970, only 15% of Americans had credit cards. Today, 77% have at least one, averaging 7 per person. Baby Step 2 attacks all debt, except your mortgage, using the debt snowball. List debts smallest to largest by balance, not interest rate. Attack the smallest while making minimum payments on others. When one's eliminated, roll that payment into the next. Quick wins provide emotional fuel more valuable than mathematical optimization. While working the snowball, temporarily stop retirement savings, even 401ks with employer matches. This frees up money and motivates completion. Most families finish within 18 months. Financial freedom isn't reserved for trust fund babies. It's available to anyone willing to change their behavior. The journey centers on spending less than you make, eliminating debt, building emergency cushions, and investing consistently. The baby steps transform overwhelming goals into manageable milestones. The debt snowball creates momentum. The emergency fund provides peace during crises. The budget ensures every dollar has purpose. Smart insurance protects what you've built. Consistent investing creates wealth that eventually works harder than you do, the pinnacle point where investments earn more than your job pays. But the most transformative aspect isn't the wealth you accumulate, it's the person you become. Discipline transforms character. Delayed gratification builds strength. Generosity creates fulfillment that consumption never delivers. In a culture selling happiness through purchases, choosing a different path requires courage. Your financial future isn't determined by past mistakes or current circumstances. It's determined by decisions you make starting today. The question isn't whether the path works. The question is, will you walk it?